You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. 75 years ago, the streets of Los Angeles turned violent in an event that came to be known as the Zoot Suit Riots. The cause is still unclear, but we know this. For 10 days in 1943, white service members attacked young Latino men on the streets of Southern California while police turned the other way. The attacks are the subject of a new young adult novel by acclaimed children's author Margarita Engel. In 2009, the Clovis author's book, The Surrender Tree, won the prestigious Newbery Medal, the first Latina to receive the honor. She was just named the Young People's Poet Laureate by the Poetry Foundation as well. Her new book is called Jazz Owls, a novel of the Zoot Suit Riots, and she joins us today in our Clovis broadcast studios. Margarita, welcome.
Thank you.
Before we talk about the novel, I want to sort of set the stage a little bit, just as this has been in the news recently. The LA Times did a big piece looking back at the Zoot Suit Riots 75 years after they happened just a few days ago. When we talk about a Zoot Suit, what are we talking about here for our listeners who might be too young to remember this or maybe have never heard about this incident in our history?
Well, the Zoot Suits were very loose, cool clothing that the jazz musicians wore, and also then dancers started to wear them for doing the jitterbug and these other styles of dance during World War II that were very athletic, you know, and they were leaping around and throwing girls over their shoulders, and they needed freedom of movement. So the clothing was a big suit. It was loose. The origin of the name Zoot is mysterious, but they were considered cool. They were stylish. So freedom of movement and also to be in style.
And freedom of expression for a group of individuals who were living in a segregated society in Southern California during the war. And this brought about a very dark chapter in Southern California history. How did you come to the idea of taking this event and turning it into a book for children?
Well, I grew up in the neighborhood where it happened. I grew up in Northeast Los Angeles, not far from the armory where the sailors were receiving their basic training on the way to battlefields of World War II. And the sailors were coming from all over the country. And they were shocked by seeing interracial dancing. They were coming from areas where you wouldn't have seen, you know, Mexican-American teenagers dancing together with white kids, black kids, Asian, everybody dancing together. That just shocked sailors coming from the South. But my reasons for connecting to this story are several. First of all, that I grew up in that neighborhood. So these were the older people around me had actually experienced this. But also, many of the musicians were Cuban, and I was basically the only Cuban-American child I knew of in Los Angeles at the time, because it was before the revolution, so there hadn't been the massive waves of refugees yet. My mother came to Los Angeles to marry my father, who is from there. So I connected in that way also, imagining the roles of the musicians as they came into Los Angeles to entertain all these sailors and to be at the dances. Local girls were expected, were urged by the government to go out dancing with sailors to boost morale. And then I also connected with this because I loved the Zoot Suit play of quite a few decades ago, and the dancing in the play. But the play deals primarily with courtroom proceedings, and I wanted to look at family life, especially the young girls who often dropped out of junior high or high school to work in the canneries. This was a time when the roles of women changed from being able to do manual labor in the canneries to being able to move up to airplane manufacturing and jobs that had been traditionally only for men.
So you mentioned that you, growing up in Los Angeles, were around these people who were witness of this. Did they share stories about what happened back then? Do you remember those
You know, I'm not sure how I actually knew about this. I read a lot, but I also listened a lot and eavesdropped a lot. So somehow it came into my body of knowledge. I'm not sure exactly where that started.
So I want to have you read something from the book in a moment. But before we do that, this book is very interesting, as are some of your other historical novels, in that it is entirely in verse and told from different perspectives. Tell me more about that.
Well, I love to write in poetry, and because my training was as a botanist and agronomist, in addition to studying creative writing, I used to look for a scientific reason. Why do I prefer poetry? But I've come to the conclusion, after years and years of trying to make it complicated, that it's very simple, that poetry makes me feel hopeful and poetry makes me happy. There's a freedom in poetry to search for the emotional essence of very complex situations. And the poetry is straightforward, it's easy to understand, it's written in these different voices, showing different perspectives of a complicated situation. But I feel like it's interactive for a child. Like the areas in a poem that look blank are actually filled with my emotions and the reader's emotions, and hopefully also I've been able to depict the emotions of the characters taken from history. So I think it's interactive in that sense, that the reader brings a lot. Children can actually write missing voices. If they see, well, yeah, this has lots of voices, but what would so-and-so say about it? You didn't, you know, include that one. They can write those themselves. It can also be used as reader's theater. There's a very thin line between this format and theater.
Tell us about the young women who are the characters, the central characters in this book.
Well, they're the sisters of one of the young boys who is attacked by the sailors. And the sisters are working in a cannery. These are teenagers who are no longer in school. They're working in a cannery to help support the family. One of them goes into union organizing over the course of the story, and the other one goes into the airplane manufacturing in the course of the story. So basically like a Rosie the Riveter type of job. But they, of course, are witnessing what's happening to their brother as he's attacked by the sailors, and this is a very emotional experience for them.
And you have something to read from this. Is this from one of these characters?
Yes, this will be a poem in the voice of one of the sisters, Lorena. She's the one who becomes a union activist and tries to get fair treatment for the women in their work. What will the future be like? While peach season leads to tomatoes, Maricela is gradually transformed from one person into another without losing her original self. I'm changing too. My hair bobs short, my clothes so deliberately dull that no one would dream of wearing them to a dance. I spend part of my paycheck on union dues for dignity and part on war bonds to help Papa and Nico fight for liberty from the Nazis' hateful ways, but who will struggle for freedom from racial hatred here at home?
That was Margarita Engel reading from her new book, Jazz Owls, a novel of the Zoot Suit Riots, something that happened 75 years ago in real life, yet still a story that's relevant today, as that last passage shares with us. Tell me a little more about how you think young people today might connect with this book.
Well, I think that once again, history's repeating itself. Quite clearly, Latinos have been chosen as scapegoats by racists. And I think we need to be really vocal and active in resisting that escalating racism that we see, in that xenophobia, this fear of other countries and fear of strangers coming over our borders, even refugees in need of help. This happened, the Zoot Suit Riots happened shortly after the Great Depression. Just a few years after, tens of thousands of Mexican-Americans, many of them born in California, were rounded up and deported on trains to Mexico. Often people who had never been to Mexico before were deported along with their entire families, and in some cases just people who looked Mexican to the authorities, so that a Native American might have been put on the same train and sent to Mexico. The press at the time profited off the fear, because fear sells newspapers, and so they would speculate a lot. You know, what if the Nazis are rallying in Mexico just over the border, and what if the people coming over the border are spies, and what if Japan's just about to bomb Los Angeles, and all of these things, even to the point of saying that Mexicans looked Asian and therefore they were probably in with the Japanese and wanting to bomb us too, and just ridiculous things. But it sold newspapers, making people afraid of their neighbors.
This new novel, again, Jazz Owls, a novel of the Zoot Suit Riots, what age group is it geared for? A young adult audience? Tell us a little more about who you're aiming for to be the target reader here.
In this book, I'd say ages 12 and up, but mature fifth grade and up. Sixth grade's probably better. The social justice units in school are often around eighth grade, and that's ideal.
Again, Margarita Engel, our guest today, talking about this new book, but another honor just received is one that comes from the Poetry Foundation. You have recently been named the Young People's Poet Laureate. What does that involve? It sounds like a great honor. I imagine it must be keeping you pretty busy.
It is a great honor, and there is a lot of travel involved, and I've also been able to do some things from home. The Arnie Nixon Center at Fresno State helped me make some videos, for instance, including bilingual videos. But the Young People's Poet Laureate is chosen by the Poetry Foundation in Chicago, so it's a little bit different than the Adult Poet Laureate, who's chosen at the Library of Congress. The Poetry Foundation is a wonderful library and institution for promoting poetry, and it's an incredible honor to be chosen over all the other children's and young adult poets. I'm actually only the second one to ever include both young adult and children's poetry. They used to have just a children's poet laureate, and then a few years ago, they changed it. It's a two-year appointment, so I'm entering my second year soon. I'm the 2017 to 2019 Young People's Poet Laureate. And as soon as they told me that I'd been chosen, I knew that I wanted a theme, and I chose the theme of peace. In particular, I speak to adults and to children and teenagers about building bridges, not walls, poetry for peacemaking. So I think that bridges and walls can use all the same materials, in this case, words. The only thing that's different is the direction, whether you're trying to separate people or join them, help us understand each other. And so in these very divisive times, I'm searching for ways to reach across and help people understand each other through poetry.
So I understand you're very busy nationally with this new honor and doing a lot of travel supporting the book and the new project that you just told us about. Where can people get the book? I understand you have some events coming up this fall, but the book is out now.
Yes, both Petunia's Place Bookstore and a book barn in Clovis, and then, of course, all the usual outlets online and so forth.
Yeah, always so impressed with the quality of our local authors, from poets to historians to novelists to young adult authors, as we have with us today Margarita Engel, award-winning children's author and newly named the Young People's Poet Laureate by the Poet Tree Foundation. Her new book is called Jazz Owls, a novel of the Zoot Suit Riots. It's available now. Margarita, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's an honor.